神在这本书最后给我们的信息是
We can see very clearly what the message of God to us.
我们大家打开第十五章
When we turn to the book of Romans chapter 15,
我们要从第九节再读
Reading from verse number 9,
一直到第十三节
Until 13,
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀上帝，如经上所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。第十节又说，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说，外邦啊，你要赞美主；万民啊，你们要颂赞他。又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。第十三节一同读，但愿使人有盼望的上帝，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。我们都进到这个地方
We stop the reading of scripture.
我们今天呢继续传讲十五章的这一段的信息
We want to preach on this passage of chapter 15.
这几节的圣经里面
These few Bible verses
一而再再而三
Again and again
讲一句很重要的话
Preach on one very single important statement
外邦人外邦人外邦人外邦人
The Gentiles, the Gentiles, the Gentiles
这句话的意思是什么呢
What is the meaning of this statement?
也就是上帝的救赎不但临到以色列
Meaning the salvation of God only comes to Israel
上帝的选民不是单单是以色列
But the elect are not only confined with Israel
上帝的选民也在许多民族许多的地区里面要被拯救出来
The elect of God also will be saved out of many nations
这是犹太人从来没有觉悟的
This is something that the Israelites never understand
犹太人常常以为他们自己是特别蒙上帝所喜悦的所以他们看自己很骄傲
The Israelites always feel that they want to be pleasing to God and that's why they feel proud
他们甚至轻看以色列以外的民族
Even so, they want to despise those other than Israel
那自己的观念还以为他们是照着上帝的心意来表现这种心态的
And they even feel that they manifest the attitude according to the will of God
这是神的心所不能接受的事
And this is something that God's heart is not
pleased with 有一天上帝要把他的爱临到全世界各民族
Because one day the love of God will come to all nations of the world
到上帝的时间到的时候
Even when the time of God is coming
他要使外邦人的心归向他
Even the heart of a Gentile will return back to him
从来没有认识的人
And for those that have never known him before
可以求告他的
That they come and pray to him
是从来没有寻找他的人
Those that have not sought him before
看见主差遣基督来寻找他们
We see that God sent the Lord Jesus to stick up to them
这个观念在旧约里面蕴藏着
This concept is hidden in the Old Testament
一步一步彰显
And gradually it's being manifested
这到新约的时代
So when it comes to the New Testament time
就变成全世界都可以看见的神恩典的施行
It becomes a realization of the grace of God the whole world can watch
你在旧约里面看见摩西的时代
Because in salvation you see in the time of Moses
有那些外邦的闲杂人与他们一同离开埃及
Even the people mixed around with this the Israelites brought out from Egypt
在亚伯拉罕的时代
At the time of Abraham
上帝应许说万邦万族要因为你的子孙得到益处
And God has promised through Abraham all nations, all races through your descendants will be blessed
但是他讲到这个你的子孙的时候
But when he said your seed
是不是指千千万万像天上的星那么多像海边的沙那么多的子孙呢
Does it mean that many many seeds like the stars in heaven and the sands on the beach?
不是
No
亚伯兰的子孙有千千千万万万
Yes, the descendants of Abraham there are many and many
但是上帝说是只一个子孙
But God says one seed
是单数的
One is singular
所以这个是神一方面应许他有像海边的沙那么多子孙一方面说万族从其中一个来得到福气
On the one hand, God will promise Abraham that you have descended with as many as the stars and the sand, but yet only through one seed of yours, the nation will be blessed.
这就是圣经奥妙的地方。
And that's the profundity of the Bible.
因为圣经很清楚什么时候用多数，什么时候用单数。
Because the Bible knows where to use plural and where to use singular.
上帝说亚伯拉罕，我要使你的子孙像天上的星那么多，像海边的沙那么多。
And God said, I want to bless the descendant Abraham like as many as the stars in heaven and also. Send up a bit. seats.
很多人以为天上的星很少吗？海边的沙太多了。
And people feel that probably the stars in the skies are scary, and also there are many, many of the sands in the beach.
所以当圣经在3500年以前写下来的时候
，So when the Bible was written 3,500 years ago，
人家以为呢，这个呢，摩西一定弄错了。天上的星算来算去一下算完了。
So the star in the heaven, they say that we can count it without counting.
海边的沙怎么算？算到你死都算不完。
But the sand of the beach, you cannot count them even to the death.
但是到了19世纪、20世纪的天文学发达以后
，But when astrology comes in the 19th and 20th century，
人才发现原来天上的星一点不会比海边的沙更少。
Then people realize the star in the heaven will not be less than the sand in the beach.
你有越大的望远镜
，If you use a big telescope，
你也吓死了，天上的星多到不可胜数。
You'll be frightened that so many innumerable the stars are.
在我们还没有这个现代的望远镜以前
，And before we have this modern astronomical telescope，
世界最大的天文望远镜。
The biggest this telescope in the world
是美国的200英寸的玻璃。
That is the 200 inches diameter telescope.
这200英寸玻璃的大的望远镜。
So this big 200 inches in diameter telescope
里面的玻璃的成分精细到一个地步。
Even the lens inside is so delicate.
因为如果里面呢有一点点泡，你以为一粒大星跑出来了。
Because if there's a small bubble in that lens, you'll feel that probably there's a big star there.
结果在帕托罗马的这一个大的望远镜里面。
So in 帕托罗马 there's a big telescope.
人惊叹万分。
People just astonished.
才知道了宇宙中间的星多到根本没有办法算。
Then people realize that how many stars are there is innumerable.
千千万万万万万万万万。
It is in billions and billions.
而地球不太重要。
And the earth is not so important.
地球在这无一望无际的宇宙中间，不是一粒小小的一个星。
Because look into this infinite universe, the earth is also but a speck of sand.
地球绕一圈只有4万公里。
And also just to turn around one orbit the earth only about 400,000 kilometers. And also the distance between the sun and the earth is about
150 million kilometers.
150 million kilometers.
或者9600万英里。96, 他做生意一定是亏的。好，那么呢这样的光的速度啊
，So then we know the speed of light
是每一秒钟30万公里。
For every single second, it will travel 300,000 kilometers.
或者说光的速度是一秒钟186,000英里
，or 186,000 miles per second.
那么太阳光从太阳照射到地球需要8分钟13秒。
So for the light from the sun to come to the earth, it needs slightly more than 8 minutes.
所以太阳跟地球那么远，其实八分钟光就射到这里了。
It's so far the sun is from the earth, but yet it only takes 8 minutes for the light to reach us.
那么有一些星离开我们的是几万光年呢
？But for some of these stars, the distance from us Earth is about more than a few thousand light years.
也就是用每一秒钟186,000英里的速度，一直射，要射几万年才射到那边。
That using the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, they'll take thousand and thousand years before they can reach us.
所以这个空间大到一个地步。
So this space is so enormous.
你不能想象。
You can't even imagine.
结果什么叫时间
？So what about time?
什么叫空间
？What about space?
越想越乱。
The more you think, the more you're confused.
最后呢，爱因斯坦。
Finally, Einstein
就发现了原来连光都会走曲线，不是直的。
He find that even this light will take a curve.
因为所谓的时间就是第四度的空间。
Because even this time is the fourth dimension of space.
天文学发达到这个地步以后
，When this astronomy developed in such a stage,
人才知道这本圣经所讲的话是准确的，而且这本圣经太伟大了。
Men only start to understand that this Bible is so accurate and so also profound.
上帝应许亚伯拉罕的子孙像海边的沙那么多。
Because God had promised Abraham the descendants were as many as the sand on the beach.
这么多的子孙。
But so many of these descendants.
不是每一个。
Not every single one.
像那个特别应许的子孙。
Like that special promised descendant.
有一个。
Only single one.
亚伯兰的子孙。
One single seed from Abraham.
万族得到益处。
That all nations will be blessed through him.
那个人到底是谁？
Who is he?
在整个历史中间。
Down in history.
我们看出来。
We see now.
原来就是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
所以呢，因为基督的缘故。
Because of Christ.
全世界的民族都要蒙恩。
All nations will be blessed.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of Jesus Christ.
万邦万国万族万民都会有得救的人。
All people, all nations, all races, there are people who are elect and saved.
所以今天的马来西亚有信主的人。
So today in Malaysia there are believers.
在缅甸有信主的人。
In Myanmar also there are believers.
在土耳其有信主的人。
In Turkey also there are believers.
在澳洲在 New Zealand 在每个国家有信主的人。
In Australia, New Zealand, every nation there are believers.
所以因为这一个子孙。
It is all because of a single seed.
这个子孙用自己的血把万方万国万民万族的人买回来，使他们归向上帝。
And all these things that Jesus Christ has redeemed all these people so that they return back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们也成为这些人的一部分。
Today we become part of this group.
对，所以罗马书就提到这样的事情。
And that's why in both Romans mentioned this.
提到旧约里面所预言的话语。
Talking about prophecy of the Old Testament.
旧约里面预言什么呢？
What is being prophesied in the Old Testament?
外邦人，外邦人，外邦人，外邦人。
That the Gentiles, and the Gentiles.
所以在这里告诉我们。
Says,
我们基督是为上帝做了受割礼的人的这事。
And also Christ Jesus become also the priest of those who are circumcised.
并且要证实所应许列祖的话。
And also will fulfill the prophecy to the ancestors.
就是叫外邦人因为他的怜悯荣耀上帝。
So that even the Gentile, because of his mercy, will glorify God.
接下去说，
And then he says,
经上记，因此我要在外邦中间称赞你。
And that's why, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles.
又说，
And
你们外邦当与主的百姓一同欢乐。
Then rejoice, all Gentiles, with his people.
又说，
And say,
外邦啊，你们要赞美主。
Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles.
万民啊，你们要颂赞主。
And sing praises to him, all you people.
又有以赛亚说，
And again, Isaiah says,
那要治理外邦的，
And he who will rise to rule over the nation,
外邦人都要仰望他。
The Gentiles will look up to him.
所以你看这一段圣经里面，
So you see in this passage,
提到外邦，外邦，外邦，外邦，
Talking about Gentiles, the Gentiles, the Gentiles, the Gentiles.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
就是那个本来没有份的。
For those who are not sharing,
本来不认识上帝。
For those who do not know God,
本来是拜偶像。
For those who worship idols,
本来是拜假神。
For those who worship false gods,
上帝的爱临到他。
But God's love come to them.
上帝的恩典临到他。
God's grace come to them.
上帝的话临到他。
And God's word come to them.
上帝的恩典临到他。
God's grace come to them.
使他们一样被救赎。
So that they together with saved,
与上帝的子民一同敬拜上帝。
Together with the people of God, they praise God.
一同感谢上帝。
And also give thanks to him.
一同颂赞上帝。
Together they want to sing praises to God.
一同领受上帝赦罪的恩典。
Together they receive the forgiving grace of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
我已经对你做见证。
I will bear testimony to you.
我的家从祖先到我们的父亲那一代没有一个信耶稣。
For my family, since ancestor to my father, there's no single Christian.
我们是外邦人。
We are Gentiles.
但我们现在变成信耶稣的人。
But now we turn to be a believer.
接受救恩的人。
And who receive the salvation.
不但得救了，我们再把福音传给别人。
Not only that we are saved, we are to preach the gospel to others.
我想我的家有一个很特别、很特别的恩典。
In my family, there's a very special, special grace.
因为我们的家，我几个兄弟都很爱音乐。
Because for a few brothers that we have, we love music.
我兄兄弟里面有四个会作曲的人
，and four of these brothers can compose。
那你们也常常唱我所唱我所做的曲。
And many times also you sing the hymn I've composed。
还有我的哥哥唐崇安会作曲。
My brother 唐崇安 also compose。
我另外一个哥哥唐崇明会作曲。
And also Caleb Tong also compose。
还有另外一个哥哥唐崇书十一岁就开始作曲。
唐崇书 was at age of 11 he composed。
而且我们这些兄弟没有到过音乐学院去读书的时候
，but we have never go to music school。
我们怎么会作曲呢
？How come we know how to compose？
因为恩典临到我们。
Because the grace come to us。
那我父亲是怎样的人
？My father what kind of man is？
不是你很爱音乐，因为你是音乐家庭传下来的。
Reverend Tong, you like music because your father is a musician.
我不讲你不知道，我一讲你很好笑。
But you will feel very strange.
我的父亲看见孩子去教会回来唱歌，他说怎么会唱的？
And my father see that we go to the church and we come in, we now say,
来来来来来。
Come.
就把兄弟我们那时候小小的带到他面前，我三岁就没有父亲了，所以我哥哥到他的面前来。So
brought my brother to him.
然后呢，就问他说唱什么？
And what do you sing?
他说耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。就唱给他听。Jesus
let me, yes I know.
他怎么会唱的？
How come you know how to sing?
我爸爸完全不懂音乐。
My father totally he doesn't know music.
就拿诗歌给他看。
Then we turned the hymn to him.
我父亲皱着眉头。
Then he frowned.
他说都给我听。
Read to me.
说咪咪发雷雷。
So mi mi fa re de.
Do mi so so mi do.
Do mi so so mi do.
我父亲说呢,
my father said,
明明一二三怎么变成 do mi so?
One two three, how come you say do re mi?
我父亲看你又是一二三四五的。
Because my father read one two three.
他看来看去怎么到七就没有八没有九呢？
How come up to seven is no eight or nine?
一个完全不懂音乐。
The one who totally don't know about music.
结果变成懂音乐了。
But he now become a Christian.
因为圣经说, 外邦人要颂赞他。
But the Bible says that the Gentiles shall praise him.
外邦人要荣耀他。
The Gentiles will glorify him.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
你们第一代信主。
So you are the first generation.
可能没有什么事情发生。
Maybe nothing happened to you.
你们常常唱诗。
You sing hymns.
谁知道你的孩子以后变成作曲家了。
Maybe your descendant will, one of them will become composers.
变成音乐家了。
Become a musician.
陈荣弟兄是马来西亚的国宝。
And Brother Chen Long is a treasure of Malaysia.
他也是东南亚甚至全世界 华人中间歌喉最好之一。
Among the Chinese in Asia, even the whole world is one of the one with the best voice.
他18岁才唱歌。
At age of 18, then he sings.
后来到罗马读音乐的时候。
Then when he went to Romans, Rome to study music.
参加基督徒的团体。
And also became in the fellowship of Christians.
后来他信主。
That time he turned to be a Christian.
恩典临到一个人身上的时候。
When the grace comes to a person.
是非常奇妙的。
It is so marvelous.
外邦人要信主。
The Gentiles shall believe.
外邦人要颂赞。
The Gentiles shall praise.
外邦人要荣耀主。
The Gentiles will glorify God.
外邦人要仰望主。
The Gentiles will have hope in Him.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
表示上帝的恩典不是单单为一个以色列民族预备。
Which means the grace of God is not prepared only for a single race that's called Israelites.
上帝的恩典也为所有的民族预备。
But God's grace also prepared for many, many nations.
所以我们今天被归纳。
So today we are now made together.
被吸收进入,
we are drawn to Him.
上帝的大家庭里面,
into the big family of God.
天父在天上,
and our Heavenly Father is up there in
heaven. 他的子民在天下万邦万国万民的中间,
so His people is among all people, all nations in the world.
这些人都因为一个人得到福气,
and all these people, because of one single person, they were blessed.
那一个人是谁?
And who is that person?
亚伯兰独一的那个子孙,
that's the only seed of Abraham.
亚伯兰的千千万万的子孙,
Abraham had thousands and thousands descendants.
有一个独一的子孙,
but there's only one single seed.
上帝应许万民要因为他得福气,
it's He that God has promised through Him that all nations will be blessed.
就是耶稣基督,
that is Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
当上帝的恩典透过耶稣基督临到我们的时候,
when the grace of God through Jesus Christ come to us,
那我们就改变了。
Then we are changed.
我们离开罪的捆绑。
We leave the bondage of sin.
我们离开绝望的人生。
We leave also the desperation of life.
我们成了一个得赦罪、得救恩、得平安、得喜乐的一个民族。
Becomes a nation that have joy, they are liberated from sin, and also have salvation.
所以这里讲又说又说又说又说。
And that's why here he said, again he said, again he said, and again he said.
外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。
That we, Gentiles, will rejoice with the people of God.
又说你们外邦啊要赞美主。
And praise the Lord, all you Gentiles.
万民啊你们的颂赞主。
And sing praises to Him, all you people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
这样的外邦人把荣耀归给主的时候,
so when the Gentiles give grace and glory to God,
主就在全地 都做颂赞。
So on the whole earth, the name of God shall be praised.
全地都是赞美。
So in the whole earth, His name shall be praised.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
当你每次看教会的诗歌的时候,
so every time when you read the hymnal of the church,
你不要忘记,
don't forget,
有一些诗歌是中国人写的。
Some of the hymns are composed by Chinese.
有一些诗歌是爱尔兰写的。
Some by Ireland.
有一些诗歌是德国人写的。
Some by German.
有一些诗歌是英国人写的。
Some by the English.
有一些诗歌是印尼人写的。
and some by the Indonesian,
有四个是美洲人写
some by the African,
表示什么呢
meaning,
这本书就把万国的荣耀归纳起来
and this hymn has collected all the glories of the Gentiles,
有些诗歌很美
Their hymns are so beautiful.
你甚至不知道哪里来的。
You don't even know where it comes from.
他们是黑人来的。
But they're from Africans.
你们听过这首诗歌吗？
Have you heard this?
有没有啊？这是 Negro 黑人的歌。
I want to be a Christian, the Negroes.
你们听过这首歌吗？
Have you heard this?
有吗？这是英国人的诗歌。
Why in English?
你们听过这首诗歌吗？
Have you heard this?
有吗？这是德国人的诗歌。
Why German?
你们听过这个诗歌吗？
Have you heard this?
这是美国人的诗歌。
Why Americans?
你们听过这个诗歌？
Have you heard this?
有吗？这是意大利人的诗歌。
Italian。
你们听过这个诗歌吗
？Have you heard this？
这是瑞典人的诗歌。
Sweden。
你们听过这么多的诗歌、啊、
？You've heard many of the hymns。
从世界各地而来。
All come from all nations of the world。
所以我每次看一本诗歌的时候、
so、，Every time when they read a hymn，
我心里很深的感受。
My heart is very deeply touched。
啊，从瑞典来的。
From Sweden。
你们听过这首诗歌吗
？Have you heard of this？
有吗？发过来的。
From France。
很多的诗歌。
Many many hymns。
从不同的部落。
From different tribes,
不同的民族
different races,
不同的时代
different times,
不同的地区
different areas,
有的在很小的乡下
some may be in a small village,
有的经过很大的痛苦
some through great tribulations,
后来做出来了
and then they compose.
你听过这首诗歌吗
Have you heard this?
有吗？最好朋友就是耶稣
What a friend we have in Jesus.
这首诗歌哪里来的？
Where comes this hymn?
是一个过一两天就要结婚的人，他的未婚妻游泳死了，他写出来。
It's from someone who is going to get married and the fiancé because of swimming and she was drowned.
所以上帝的子民
，So God's people，
不同时代
，from different time，
不同地区
，different places，
不同国家
，different nations，
不同血统
，different blood，
不同肤色
，and different creed and color，
不同民族
，and different races，
有不同的经验
，and different experience，
但他们有同样的信仰
，but they have one single faith，
同样的救恩
，and the same，
同样的经验
，and the same experience，
耶稣拯救他
，that Jesus saved them，
耶稣救赎他
，that Jesus redeemed them，
所以当他们领受恩典以后呢
，so after receive the grace，
他们就颂赞上帝
，they praise God，
他就荣耀上帝
，they glorify God，
所以你们外邦人要与上帝的百姓一同欢喜快乐。
So rejoice, ye Gentiles, with the people of God.
你们外邦人啊，要赞美你们的主。
And also praise unto God.
外邦人要颂赞他的名。
And so sing hymns to him.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我盼望有一天，马来西亚也有很多的人颂赞主，是用你们的经验，用你们的信仰。写出你们的乐曲出来。
How I hope that one day also Malaysians will also compose your hymn through your experience, through your belief.
就照着圣经所告诉我的。
And according to what the Bible says,
这里说将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的。
The root of Jesse is to spring up, one who arises to rule over the nations.
所以这节突然转过来。
And suddenly this was changed.
将来有耶西的根。
And the root of Jesse will spring up.
耶西是谁呀、啊、
？Who is this?
Jesse是大卫的爸爸
and Jesse is the father of the David.
Jesse is not the father of Jessica.
And he's not the father of Jessica.
Jesse is 大卫的父亲
He is the father of David.
所以耶西的家有八个孩子
So in Jesse's home there are eight sons.
当撒母耳受感动到他家去的时候
When Samuel was touched and go to his family.
耶和华叫我膏你的孩子
Jehovah want me to anoint your children.
把你的孩子带出来
So bring your children to me.
第一个过去
The first one came.
撒母耳看了
Samuel see? No.
第二个
Second?
不是
No.
第三个
the third,
不是
no,
第四
the fourth,
第五
fifth,
第六
sixth,
第七
seventh,
都过了
all passed,
都不是
no,
今天我有没有错啊
is that wrong with me today
搞错地址了
maybe I've 进了 wrong address，
进入家错的家门了
，and entered the wrong home。
所以呢，撒母耳老了，就问这个做父亲的耶西说：“你只有七个儿子吗
？”And Samuel was old and asked Jesse that, "Do you only have seven children?"
哦，我还有一个，生孩子太多会忘记的。
I have one more. He has many children. Maybe he forgets.
我还有一个孩子
，one more that I have.
那太小了。
Too small.
他在牧场里面
He's now in the field.
正在看羊
Shepherding.
我叫他把他叫出来
Bring him to me.
所以他们去找找大卫大卫
So they shouted for David.
爸爸叫你回家
And the father asked you to come back.
大卫就跑回来了
So David ran.
少年人
And a young man.
长得很英俊
Very handsome.
红光容光焕发
And look very handsome.
满脸血色
And also
一进来的时候
And when he enters.
上帝对撒母耳说
And God told Samuel.
就是他
That's he.
所以撒母耳就把膏油倒在他的身上。
So Samuel anointed him.
耶和华说：“你
是喝
他心意。
You run according to his heart.
他要膏你做以色列的王。
He wants to anoint you to be the king of Israel.
大卫就变成历史上一个很重要的人物。
And David turned to be a very important figure in the history.
他是一个很好的青年。
He is a good young man.
他看羊的时候呢
，When he was shepherding,
很忠心。做事不糊涂
He is very faithful
当这个狮子来的时候
So when the lion comes
熊来的时候
When the bear comes
来抓住他的羊
And to catch the lion
他就去跟狮子打
He'll fight against the lion
跟熊打
Fight with the bear
把羊从狮子的口里面抢出来
So he has snatched even the lion from the mouth of lion
用他的杖用他的杆把狮子赶走
Using his rod and staff to chase away the lion
这个呢实在是比中国的武松更厉害
It's much better than 武松
这个狮子呢已经把羊咬在口里他把它抢出来
Because if a lion already grabbed this lamb in the mouth he would take it back
你看这样英勇
So heroic
这样忠心
And so faithful
这个少年人
A young man
没有人认识他
No one knows him
但是上帝不放过他
But God will not let him go
所以你们少年人
So you as young man
你们青年人
You are young
好好做人
Be a good man
好好做工
Be good, work well
无论做什么工
No matter what good you are
尽心
Try your very best
诚实
Honest,
英勇
and also be brave,
尽力做
and do your best.
到神的时间到的时候
so when God's time comes,
他会把很重要的责任交在你的手上
He'll give you very important duties.
一个偷工减料的人
a one who cut corners,
一个自私作弊的人
a one who's selfish,
一个从来不公义的人
a one who's unrighteous.
神也看在眼中
God also see with his eyes.
虽然大卫的爸爸忘记他
even though David's father forgot him,
撒母耳说你还有别的孩子吗
Samuel asked, do you still have other children?
神的灵在他身上
God's spirit is in him
他讲的话带有能力
So there's a power in his word
也许哦还有一个忘记了
One more that I forgot
是那个小的
The little one
爸爸看你小的
The father deemed
最小的
the littlest one
上帝看你不是
God will see you otherwise
上帝不因为你小就看小你
It will not because you are little God belittle you
上帝不会因为你年轻就看轻
It will not because you are young God will despise you
上帝不会因为你贫穷就看衰你
It will not because you are poor God despise you
上帝不会因为你住在小的地方就不看重
It will not be because you live in a village God will despise you
以利亚
Elijah
是从提示比来的
And I'll come to see you
大卫是家里最小的孩子
And he's the littlest one in the home
扫罗是在大树长大的
And also Paul was born in Tarsus
这些都是不出名的城市
All these are in famous cities
神看重他
But God deemed them
神把他高立起
God esteemed them and also anointed
大卫变成历史一个最伟大的王
And David becomes one of the biggest king in history
当上帝应许临到他的时候
So when the promise come to him
他本来感到自己不配
He feels that he's unworthy
他说主啊
He said Lord
我在我家中是最小的
In my family I'm the most young one
父家中是最年幼的
And also the youngest in my father's home
我怎么配做以色列的王呢
I'm not worthy to be the king of Israel
上帝说
God said
我要立你做王
I'm going to anoint you to be the king
上帝的话怎么可以推翻呢
God's word how can you go against it
上帝的应许怎么可以收回呢
The promise how can we withdraw
上帝所讲的话怎么会不诚实
The word of God how can that be fulfilled
上帝讲出口以后
After God has said that
就一定要成就
It's just be done
所以大卫一抓到这个事
so David caught of that
他就在同一章圣经说什么
and the first chapter says
既然如此
since it's so
你使我子孙没有断人继续做王
so that you allow my descendants not even single one to stop being on the throne
抓住上帝的应许
so he caught of the promise of God
今天教会里面
today in the church
有一些人听上帝的道好像耳边风一样让他随便过去
There are people who never pay attention to the word of God after they heard it
还有一些人听上帝的话没听见重要的话 他就抓住在听见应许话，再抓住这些人的信心灵性一直进步。
But yet there are people who caught to every single promise of God after they heard it, and because of that, their spiritual life grows.
那么上帝就给大卫一个名称了。
And God also gave a name to David.
耶西的根
，the root of Jesse.
哦，表示了整个耶西的这个家族啊。
Meaning the whole family of Jesse.
大卫是个真正的基础。
Then this David is the true foundation.
真正重要的命脉。
The true also important people.
耶西的根
，the root of Jesse.
根这个字在希伯来文里面
，the root also in Hebrew language.
就跟拿撒勒这个字是一样的。
Same as Nazareth.
所以后来耶稣就叫做拿撒勒人耶稣。
And that's why Jesus called the Jesus of Nazareth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，And my brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
Jesus is a descendant of David.
所以在新约的时候
，and that's why in the New Testament.
那些瞎眼的
，those are blind.
那些麻风的
，those who are leprosy.
他们没有盼望的时候
，those who have no hope at all.
他们到耶稣基督面前来。
So when they come before Jesus.
大卫的子孙啊，可怜我。
The descendant of David have mercy.
大卫的子孙啊，若是你肯，你医好我。
The descendant of David, you are willing to heal me.
他们都知道大卫的子孙
，they know the descendant of David.
有一个。后代
that's the single word
要成为
he will become
这个整个以色列的盼望
become the hope of the whole Israel
也成为万邦万族的盼望
and also become the hope of all nations
大卫的子孙
so the descendant of the David
就是耶西的根
and that's the root of Jesus
这样耶西不是产生他的是他产生耶西
so it is not Jesse that produces him but he who produces Jesse
什么意思呢
what do you mean by that
既然是大卫的子孙
since all the descendants come from David
怎么变成耶西的根呢
how come he become the root of Jesse
在耶西以后来的是在耶西以前
so he who come after Jesse will come before Jesse
耶西下下面下一直传下去的这个子孙
so the descendants pass from their Jesse
是从根骨到永恒就有的
he existed as a pre-existent in the eternity
这种道理呢
this kind of truth
永恒者在暂时显现的意思
the eternal one in a temporality he manifests himself
这种的道理
this kind of teaching
也就是呢后来施洗约翰所讲的
is what preached by John the Baptist
他在我以后来
He come after me.
他原是在我以前
But actually he comes before me.
他虽然在我以后来
Even though he's come after me.
他在我以前就存在了
But he existed before me.
他是耶西的子孙
So he is a descendant of Jesse.
大卫的子孙
And also a descendant of David.
他是耶西的根
But he's the root of Jesse.
他是整个以色列家族里面的真正的根源
So he's the true source of the whole family of Jesse.
以色列人仰望他
So the Israel looked up to him.
而他就是那一个独一的后代。
And he is the only seed.
亚伯兰有千千万万子孙。
Abraham has thousands and thousands of descendants.
上帝说万族要因为你的后裔得福。
And God said that all nations through your seed will be blessed.
这个后裔不是多数的是单数。
And that seed is not in plural but in singular.
大卫有许多的子孙。
And David has many descendants.
其中有一个叫做耶西的根。
Out of which there is one called the root of Jesse.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the Jesus of Nazareth.
万邦要因他得福。
All nations through him will be blessed.
不但如此。
Not only so.
从耶西的根。
From the root of Jesse.
大卫的子孙。
And a descendant of David.
生出一个来。
There is one single one was born.
这个要治理万邦。
And he'll rule over all nations.
什么叫做治理万邦呢？
What do you mean rule over all nations?
多国的君王。
Which is the king of all nations.
他管理全世界的。
He'll rule over the whole world.
请问世界怎么有这样的人？
How can he be such a person in the world?
大林能管苏联，不能管中国。
Stalin can rule over Russia.But not China.
毛泽东能管中国，不能管德国。
毛泽东 can rule over China, but not Germany.
丘吉尔可以管英国，不能管美国。
Churchill can rule over Great Britain, but not America.
拿破仑可以管法国，不能管意大利。
Napoleon can rule over this France, but not Italy.
Mussolini 可以管意大利，没办法管日本。
Mussolini can rule over Italy, but not Japan.
日本天皇可以管日本。不能管苏联。
The emperor of Japan or can rule over Japan but not Russia.
有谁可以作为万邦的治理者呢
？Who then can be the one who rule over all nations of the world?
你说我明白了，联合国的主席。
He said the UN.
The chairman of UN.
The UN chairman.
他是联合国的主席嘛
？Because he is the chairman of the UN.
我告诉你，每一国的国王都是真的，联合国的主席是一个 symbolic， 是一个。不过是一个 这个象征性。
You know, all those nations have true power, but only this chairman of United Nations is more symbolic.
根本没有权柄。
He doesn't have true power.
哦，现在的国王，国王权柄差不多都没有了。
And now all the power of the kings now dwindle.
所以你们的阿公一定怕巴达威。
So your 阿公 were frightened of 巴达威。
因为权柄在他。
Because true power is with him.
有谁可以管列国？
Who can control over all nations?
谁可以治理万邦呢？
Who can rule over all nations?
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible says.
他要治理外邦。
He will rule over all people.
这是在哪里应许的呢？
Where is the promise come from?
在大卫所领受的启示里面应许。
It is also the prophecy received by David.
大卫在哪一个启示中间提到这件事？
David in which prophecy he received that?
诗篇第二篇。
And also Psalm number second.
所以现在我要与大家翻开诗篇第二篇。
So you turn to Psalm number two.
诗篇第二篇第一句话就是一个问号。
Psalm number two, the first chapter, first verse is a question mark.
所以这个文学是很特别的。
So this is a very special literary work.
几乎全世界没有什么诗题是这样写法的。
Many of the poems in the world will not be written in this manner.
你们研究诗题文学的人。
If you were to study literature,
你注意诗篇到底怎么讲。
You see the Psalms number two, how it is written.
外邦为什么争闹？
Why do the nations conspire?
万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
And the peoples plot in vain.
世上的君王一起起来。
The kings of the earth take the stand.
在一同商量。
And the rulers come together.
抵挡耶和华和他的受膏者。
And against his anointed one.
所以这一章是讲什么？
So what does it preach about this verse?
讲万邦，
讲 nations,
讲外邦，
讲 gentiles,
讲万国，
讲 all nations,
讲万国的君王
，and also the king of all nations.
所以诗篇第二篇是弥赛亚篇的第一篇。
So this Psalm number two is the first messianic psalm.
换一句话说
，in other words,
当耶稣没有生到世界上以前一千年
，1000 years before Jesus was born to the world,
有关于耶稣呢？上帝已经把他的事情告诉大卫了。
Then concerning Jesus, he already prophesied to David.
大卫称耶稣是我主。
And also David acknowledged him as my Lord.
这个主又变成他的子孙。
But this Lord became his descendant.
就是在他以前的变成在他以后的。
So the one who is before him now come after him.
到了诗篇110篇的时候。
So when it comes to Psalm 110,
大卫说我主对我主说。
And David said that my Lord tell my Lord.
中文翻译耶和华对我主说。
And the Chinese translate Jehovah to my Lord.
你要坐在我的右边。
You are seated on the right hand side of
mine. 我要叫你使万族都做当作你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
So all nations become your footstand.
那请你注意啊。
I want to pay attention.
这个大卫的子孙原来是大卫的主。
So the descendant of David actually was his Lord.
所以作为大卫的主，他是神。
So since he is the Lord of David, he is God.
As the Lord of David, he is truly God.
那作为大卫的主，他是真的王。
But he will become the descendant of David. He will become man.
当他成为这个大卫子孙，他成为人。
所以这样，神成为人。
So God becoming man.
神人二性。
And the God and the man nature.
又是基督又是耶稣。
And also Christ and Jesus.
他要道成肉身。
And the Word becoming flesh.
哦，你注意，这些都是很伟大的圣经。
So you see, all these are great psalms.
那么上帝在天上说。
And God upon heaven says.
外邦。
Nations.
你们为什么生气？
Why do you conspire?
万民。
People,
你们的王为什么谋算？
What you plotting?
啊，你们的反对上帝什么？
You want to go against God now?
要反对上帝是高立的王是吗？
Go against the anointed one of God.
接下去什么？
And that is saying,
坐在天上被吃着，哼。
The one who is the sitting on the heaven will laugh and mock at us.
上帝就笑他们。
God mock at them.
全本圣经呢？
The whole Bible.
只有记载上帝两种笑。
Only two kind of laughing of God.
一种笑。
The one
是对仇敌的嗤笑
，and also mocking at the enemies，
一种笑
，and the other one
是对他儿女在苦难中间的那个微笑
，do his children smiling at them when we're in tribulation，
要笑脸帮助他们
，he will help them with smiling face。
我们基督徒
，we as Christians，
你真仰望上帝
，when you truly look up to God，
当你受苦的时候
，when you're in suffering，
你看东看西看南看北没有盼望
，you turn to left and right， there's no help for you。
你要向上看
，you must look up，
你就发现主正在笑脸帮助。
Then you see God is helping us with smiling face。
但上帝用笑脸帮助他的子民。
So God uses smiling face to help his people。
他用嗤笑对那些抵挡他的人。
But he's mocked at those who go against him.
抵挡谁呢?
Go against who?
抵挡上帝。
Go against God.
也抵挡他的受膏者。
Go against the anointed one.
他的受膏者是谁呢?
Who is the anointed one?
就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus Christ.
受膏者。
The anointed one.
也就是被膏作王的。
The one who's been anointed to be king.
受膏者。
The anointed one.
所以你看在这里第五第六节。
Number six.
说我已经立我的王在锡安我的圣山上面了。
And saying that I've enthroned my anointed one at the Mount Zion.
第七节
Verse number 7.
受膏者说我要传圣旨耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你。
And that is, says that I will proclaim the decree of the Lord and he say to you, you are my son today, I have become your father.
第八节
Verse number 8.
你们大家一同读你求我
我就将列国赐你为基业
将地基赐你为田产所以你求我我将列国赐给你为基业
Ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance
万邦会反对上帝
And the nation will go against God
但是上帝用基督做统治万邦的君王
But God used Jesus Christ as the ruler over all nations
这是第一次
This is the first time
就是道成肉身的基督
That is the word becoming flesh, Jesus Christ.
耶稣的根
The root of Jesse.
那拿撒勒人耶稣基督
And Jesus of Nazareth.
他要治理万邦
The root of all nations.
治理万邦
Root of all nations.
感谢上帝
Praise God for that.
没有一个王
Not even a single king.
可以治理全世界
Can rule over all nations.
但是有一天
But one day.
当世界结束的时候
When the world comes to an end.
你看见有一个王治理所有的民族
You will see a king rule over all nations.
是谁呢
Who is he?
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
因为万邦都要受他所治理
Because all nations will rule over by him
怎么可能呢
How is it possible
上帝已经应许
Because God has promised
你求我
You ask me
我就把列国赐给你为田产
I'll give all nations to be your inheritance
地基赐给你为产业
And also the end of the earth will be possessed
你要用铁杖管理他们
You'll use iron rod to rule over them
如果你听 Handel 的弥赛亚
If you were to hear this Messiah or Handel
听到 Hallelujah 以前一首的时候
And a chorus before this Hallelujah chorus,
你就看到这一节圣经出现的。
You see this verse appear,
万邦在那里大声呼喊，争吵抵挡上帝。
And all nations conspire against God.
坐在天上的就笑他们。
God who is seated on heaven will mock them.
以后就说我要摔破他们。
And they say I will break them.
这音乐怎么用呢
？How is the music being used?
砰叮，砰叮。好像人把窑匠摔破一样的。
That people has this break the porcelain.
以后呢，再下去。
And then continue.
就一首歌噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔，就是说他们一同争闹要反对上帝。
So all nations come to conspire against God.
上帝把他摔破以后呢
？But God when they broke them.
接下来 ，Hallelujah, Hallelujah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
And then they come, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
这个呢？Charles Jennings 从圣经中间找到了最重要的圣经节来看耶稣基督要治理万国万邦的这些应许怎么成全
Charles Jennings when he find the lyrics of Messiah he find the most important verses here
最奇怪的
and one strange enough
当弥赛亚 King of Kings and Lord of Lords 这首歌第一次在伦敦唱的时候
so the first time when this was being sung in London
英国的王 George II 站起来承认他没有什么厉害真正的王是耶稣耶稣是他的王所以他站在耶稣面前听到这首歌唱完了他才坐下
The King of Great Britain George II he heard this and he stood until he finished
我个人呢
Personally
分析这个事情我心里充满感恩
When I analyze this I was filled with a thanksgiving in my heart
因为当唱耶稣是万王之王万主之主的时候
When you see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
竟然世界最大的王站起来承认了
and the biggest king in the world at that time stood up and acknowledged that.
如果那一天唱到一半的时候，马来西亚的阿公站起来，没有特别。
If on that day halfway of singing, 阿公 stood up, it's nothing special.
因为两百年马来西亚什么样子，没有什么力量。
Because 200 years ago, Malaysia is small as a tiny place.
但是英国王站起来就有意思了。
But the king and emperor of this Great Britain stood up. That's the meaning there.
因为英国呢是全世界有史以来最大的帝国。
Because at that time, this Great Britain was the greatest empire in the whole world.
大英帝国所统治的、所占领的、所拥有的土地，有史以来没有任何一个帝国可以比。
The land possessed by this Great Britain Empire is cannot be compared by any other nations.
英国自己大不大？
And England, is it big?
很小。
Very small.
英国拥有印度。
But they have this India now.
英国拥有现在的 Pakistan.
They have the Pakistan now.
英国拥有现在的 Bangladesh.
Bangladesh they have.
英国拥有现在的中东一大部分。
And also the Middle East.
英国拥有埃及。
Egypt also.
英国拥有澳洲。
Also Australia.
英国拥有 New Zealand.
New Zealand also.
英国拥有非洲一大部分。
Also a very big part of Africa.
英国拥有缅甸。
And Myanmar.
英国拥有加拿大。
And Canada also.
英国已曾经拥有美国的地方。
And also a part of the North America.
所以你看世界这么大的地方。
So such a big place in the whole world.
这些国给英国统治。
All they have been ruled over the Great Britain.
差不多可以说英国的王就是万邦的统治者。
So you can even at the time say at that time that the emperor of the Great Britain is the emperor of the world.
但是英国王不能统治俄国啊。
But he could not rule over this Russia.
不能统治法国。
Or the France.
不能统治中国。
Or China.
所以当唱哈利路亚，耶稣是万王之王的时候，英国的王站起来说 ，Yes, you are. I am not.
So when they sing to Hallelujah, he said that yes, you are, I am not.
这就表示在历史中间，这首诗歌印证了一件历史事件，是最大的君王承认基督比他更大。
Meaning that when this hymn was sung, this greater than emperor of the world at the time acknowledged Christ is greater than he is.
而 Handel 是德国人呐、啊。
Handel is a German.
为什么他不在德国做这首歌呢
？How come he didn't compose that in Germany?
因为如果他在德国做这首歌
，Because if he were to compose that in Germany,
在德国演唱这首歌
，Also would perform in Germany.
德国王站起来就没有什么意思。
And so when emperor of Germany stood up, is no meaning.
因为德国的力量不是最大的。
Because at that time Germany is not the greatest power.
所以上帝要叫 Handel。从德国搬到英国去
So God wants Handel to move from Germany to Great Britain
这个事情一定要发生在英国才有意思
It must happen in England, that is meaning
而且呢英国是最大的国
And also this Great Britain is the biggest empire
更奇妙的是什么
And more marvelous
连那一天站起来德国王这个英国王原来是德国来的
And even the king of England came from Germany
因为他的父亲的时代
Because at the time of his father
英国王是断的人
And there's no this successor coming from the Great Britain.
没有一个子孙可以做王。
No single successor.
所以他们找全欧洲最靠近的血统就在德国，就把德国王请到英国来做英国王。
So the closest blood come from this Germany to invite him to be the emperor of the Great Britain.
叫做 Frederick the First.
Frederick the First.
Frederick the First 死了以后
，After he died,
Frederick the Second 继位。
Frederick the Second succeeded him.
Frederick the Second 去参加这个音乐会的时候就站起来。
So when he attended that, he stood up.
哎呦，这些都是我感到很奇妙的事情。
Something I feel so profound.
原来上帝的手在历史上管理。
That God's hand is in control in the history.
今天你会成为基督徒，都是神的手在暗中管理。
Even today you can become a Christian because God is controlling over you.
你怎么会做基督徒呢
？How can you become a Christian?
你怎么会变成信主
？How can you be a believer?
上帝的手一步一步带领。
God's hand lead you step by step.
在全世界带领。
In the whole way is leading.
不是每一个人蒙受我们所受的恩。
Not everyone receives grace that we receive.
不是每一个人像我们有这样的机会。
Not everyone like us have this opportunity.
所以当神的旨意要成全。
So when the will of God is done,
新的奇妙的事情。
He has done wonderful things.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
所以这一段的圣经告诉我们。
So this passage tells us.
要兴起一位治理万邦的。
Who arise someone who wants to rule over all nations?
谁治理万邦
？Who is the one who rule over all nations?
耶稣基督。
Jesus.
耶稣基督用什么治理万邦
？With what did he rule over all nations?
他用原子弹吗
？With atomic bomb?
没有。
No.
他用氢气弹吗
？That was a hydrogen bomb.
没有。
No.
只有完蛋。
Oh, nothing that he had.
因为他自己被钉在十字架，什么都没有，叫做完蛋。
Because he was near the cross, that's done, finished.
他在十字架说 ，It is finished.
But the cross said, It is finished.
有的人不懂，以为哦，耶稣说一切都完了，所以叫做 It is finished.
And people thought that he said that it is finished.
耶稣说 ，It is finished.
When Jesus said it is finished,
是说我已经成全了
I'm accomplished.
我已经完美的成全了上帝托付我所成就的救赎
I perfectly accomplished the work God has entrusted me.
感谢上帝
Praise God for that.
耶稣基督统治万邦万国万族万民
Jesus ruling over all nations, all races.
不是因为他有铁、有枪、有炮、有子弹。
Not because it's all weapons.
他不是用铁手、 铁腕
，not with the iron fist that he rose，
用爱
，with love，
用流血
，blood，
牺牲
，sacrifice，
为我们受死在十字架上
，and he was nailed on the cross for our sake，
来代替我们
，to substitute our place，
感谢上
，praise God for that，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters，
为这个缘故呢
，for that sake，
拿破仑在 Elba 岛的时候
，Napoleon in Elba Island，
在 St. Helena 的时候
，St. Helena，
他都讲过这个话
，he has said that。
历史上有很多伟大的君王
，There are many great kings in the world，
都是军事天才
，They are military genius，
包括亚历山大大帝
，Alexander the Great，
包括汉尼拔
，Hannibal，
包括查理曼
，Charlemagne，
还有我
，And me too，
我们这些伟大的君王
，We are great kings，
有一天死了以后
，One day when we die，
我们的力量就完了
，Our power vanished，
但是还有另外一个人
，There's one other person，
他不用刀。
He never used a knife,
不用枪
sword or,
不用军火不用炮
and the military powers,
他死在十字架上
He died on the cross
我们的国度我们的权柄会越来越小
Our kingdom, our powers are dwindle
但是这位拿撒勒耶稣
But this Jesus of Nazareth
他的国度他的权柄会越来越大越来越大
His kingdom and power shall grow day by day
他是用十字架用血成就他国度的力量
We cross with the blood accomplish his kingdom
我拿破仑
I Napoleon
有死了
When I die
就没有人会再怎样跟随我了
No one shall follow me
但是这位拿撒勒耶稣
But this Nazareth
又有千千万万的志愿军男男女女要献身为他生为他活为他死
Thousands of volunteers will follow him and live for him and die for him
感谢上帝
Praise God.
这些我今天都成就了。
Today all these things have been accomplished.
那个我在吉隆坡讲耶稣，有这么多人来听。
You know when I'm preaching Jesus here, there's so many people in Kuala Lumpur come to listen.
如果我每个礼拜在这里讲拿破仑，你要不要来听
？If every I preach Napoleon, would you come?
我们的心是让耶稣治理的。
Our heart is ruled over by Jesus.
耶稣的根要起来。
The rule of Jesus shall rise.
他要管理万邦。
He will rule over all nations.
治理外邦。
Rule over the Gentiles.
有耶稣的根要兴起。
And the rule of Jesse shall arise.
这些都是上帝的话。
All these are the word of God.
上帝话你不懂，你看的好像没有什么吸引力。
When you read, you don't understand the word of God. It doesn't attract you.
你看没有兴趣。
You are not interested.
其实每一句都是伟大的真话。
Every single statement contains great truth.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
以赛亚说
，Isaiah said,
将来有耶稣的根。就是那兴起来要治理外邦的。
The rule of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations.
外邦人要仰望他。
The Gentile will hope in him.
全世界人都要仰望耶稣基督。
The whole world will look up to Jesus.
耶稣基督在世界各国各族各民中间得到他的百姓。
In all nations, among all people, he will collect his own people.
他怎样得到他们呢
？How that he will draw them to him?
用自己的血。把他们买回来
using his own blood to redeem them
我们现在大家看启示录第五章
you shall look at Revelation chapter 5
圣经最后一本书启示录我们看第五章
Revelation chapter 5 the last book of it
我先读第一章第五节
I shall first read chapter 1 verse 5
以后你们读第五章第九节
and then you shall read chapter 5 verse number 9
启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1
我先读第五节
I shall read first verse number 5
这里怎么讲呢
How did he say it here
他说
He says
并那乘车做见证从死里复活的为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood.
好，现在看第五章。
And chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们看第九节。
Verse number 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于上帝。
And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain, and with the blood you purchased men from God, for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于上帝，在地上执掌王权。
And you will make them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
耶稣用什么办法使万民归向他呢？
Jesus with one method to draw all nations to him.
不是用枪炮。
Not with the weapons.
用他的血。
But with his blood.
用他的死。
With his death.
用他的牺牲。
With his sacrifice.
用他的血把人买回来。
With the blood to redeem all people.
归向上帝。
And to come back to God.
所以这些人甘心受他治理。
So all these people are so willing to be ruled over by him.
像你像我
like you and I.
我们主的宝血买赎回来。
We are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
现在我们称他为主。
Now we acknowledge him as Lord.
主啊你管理我。
Lord you rule over me.
主啊你带领我。
Lord you lead me.
主啊你差遣我。
Lord you send me.
主啊你的权柄在我的身上。
Lord your authority is manifested upon me.
主啊我顺从。
Lord I will submit to you.
是不是啊
Is that so?
我们就这样受他治。
With this that we are to be ruled over by him.
就照着这段的圣经说。给我们看见。
According to this passage that teach us,
到了《约书亚记》的第十三节
，and verse number 13,
保罗用一个很特别的祝福来结束这一段。
Paul used a very special blessing to end this passage.
现在大家一同来读第十三节，一、二、三。
但
愿使人有盼望的上帝，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借助圣灵的能力，大有盼望。再读一次，一、二、三。
但愿使人有盼望的上帝，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
这一段的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of this verse?
就是一个人信主以后，
one after he believed in Jesus,
万邦万国万族万民中间归向，
that he had been drawn from all nations, all people, all language.
这些人从此以后，他们就有盼望在主的里面。
Henceforth, these people in Christ will have hope.
他们成为一个不但有信的人，
not only they have a belief,
也成为有盼望的人，
but also with hope.
这两样以后发出来的就是对别人的爱心。
And then with this faith and hope, you'll produce also love to others.
所以基督里有信、有望、有爱。大家说，有信、
Christian have faith,
有望、
hope,
有爱。那么信在哪里呢？
Where lies the faith?
信在起点。
Faith in the beginning.
爱在哪里呢？
Where is the love?
爱直到终点。
And come to the end.
那么从起点到终点，中间是什么呢？
And from the beginning to the end, what is in the middle?
就是继续不断盼望。
Continually we're hoping.
然后才继续不断产生爱。
So continually produce love.
因为信心产生盼望。
Because the faith produces hope.
信心就产生爱。
Faith also produces love.
这是圣经的话语。
That's the word of the Bible.
罗马书第四章告诉我们。
So Romans chapter 4 tells us.
亚伯兰因着信。
Abraham because of faith.
在没有盼望的时候，人有指望。
When he is in despair, he has hope.
所以信心是盼望的根源。
So then this faith is the root of hope.
我们以信做始点。
So we have the beginning point as hope.
信做终点。
And also faith also as the end point.
由以信以至以信。
From faith to faith.
这在第一章已经讲了。
And chapter 1 you have preached that.
那么从信产生盼望。
So faith produces hope.
我们信的是主。
Because we believe in God.
我们的主是信实。
Our Lord is a faithful one.
我们的主是不改变的。
Our faithfulness, our God never changes.
我们的主是永恒的。
He is eternal one.
所以他的信实、他的永恒、他的不变的本性就成为他为我们应许的基础。
So his faithfulness, his immutability become the foundation of faith.
他的永恒、他的信实、他的不变也成为我们盼望的对象。
His eternity, his unchangeability also become the eternal hope.
所以基督徒信主以后，
so after Christian become a Christian,
就成为一个盼望的人。
We become someone with hope.
有盼望的人。
One with hope.
所以基督徒不可以自杀。
So we cannot commit suicide.
基督徒多么痛苦，不可以悲观。
But how much you suffer, you cannot be pessimistic.
基督徒有多大的苦难，不可以放弃我们的盼望。
But how much suffering that you have, you don't give up your hope.
因为我们是有盼望的。
Because we are one with hope.
我们的主是拯救我们。
Our Lord is the one who saved us.
他难道流血为我们牺牲，难道把我们丢掉吗？
So he saved us with blood, can he throw us away?
不可能的。
No.
我们的主永远不丢掉我们。
Forever he will not cast us away.
因为我们是有盼望的。
Because we are one with hope.
我们的主对我们的应许一定不落空。
So the promise coming of the Lord will not be in vain.
难道我们的主这样牺牲、这样救我们，他会对我们说谎？
That our Lord has the Redeemer sacrificed for us, can he also lie to us?
不可能的。
It's not possible.
所以主成为我们的 的盼望。
So our Lord become our hope.
我们盼望不至于落空。
Because we are in hope that we are in vain.
对他盼望都要成全。
Because all the hope in Him will be fulfilled.
虽然我们最多我们的肉身为他而死。
Maybe even our body will die for Him.
但耶稣基督早就说那能杀你的身体。不能杀你灵魂的，你不要怕他。
But Jesus has said that those who can kill your body, not your soul, do not be afraid of them.
他要保守我们直到永永远远。
He keep us to eternity.
所以我们有盼望。
So we have hope.
那么这样，信心是盼望的根基。
So then this faith becomes the foundation of hope.
盼望从信心产生出来。
And so this hope coming from faith.
第二样。
The second.
爱心也是从信心产生出来。
And also this love also spring up from faith.
你说爱心从信心产生出来，圣经什么时候讲的？
And where did the Bible say that love also sprung up from faith?
保罗对提摩太讲。
Paul told Timothy.
你这个信心人。
You have faith.
产生了无为的爱心。
Produces an fearless love.
你的爱心是从无为的信心产生出来。
And because this is a fearless love coming from faith.
所以全本圣经贯彻始终，前后一致。
So the Bible is so consistent.
我们的信有望有爱。
So then we have faith, hope, and love.
因为信我们来到神的面前。
Because of faith we come to God.
因为信我们。
Because of faith, we are victorious over the world.
我们因为盼望，我们看破世界，认清那个世界。
Because our hope, we look right through the whole world and hoping for that world to come.
因为盼望，我们不沉默在这个世界里。
Because of hope, we do not actually fall into this world.
我们盼望等候新天新地的降临。
It is in hope that we hope for the new earth and heaven to come.
我们因为盼望，我们不在最终我们的义里面仰望。
It is because of hope that we are now no more living in sin, but in righteousness, we hope for God.
新天新地降临的时候，有义居在其中。
When a new heaven and earth come, there's righteousness living in it.
那我们从信心就产生了爱心。
So there we produce love.
所以那纯洁的心
and the pure faith,
清洁的心
and the pure heart,
产生了纯净的爱出来。
Produces pure love.
我们因为信得胜世界。
Because of faith, we overcome the world.
我们因为盼望等候那个世界。
Because of hope, we wait for that world.
但我们因为爱，我们回头关照挽回这个现实。
Because of love, we want to go back and redeem this world.
所以在信跟罪恶爱的成全的中间。
So then this in faith that the final accomplishment of love.
我们这整条的道路。
The whole path.
就是继续仰望。
We continue to hope.
仰望。
Look up to, hope,
仰望。
Hope, look up to.
那你注意啊。
You pay attention.
在这里前后两句。
Here two sentences.
从仰望变成盼望。
From looking up to now turn to hope.
仰望主的时候。
So we looked up to the Lord.
我们发现有盼望。
We find there's hope.
我们看见主的荣光。
When we see the glory of God.
我们知道我们不必绝望。
We know that we're not in despair.
因为在他的笑脸中间带来我们真正的应许中的喜乐。
Because in the smiling face there's a true joy in our hope.
在他的笑脸中间坚定了我们对他的盼望。
His smiling face also strengthened our hope in him.
所以这里说什么呢？
Here he says,
愿世人有盼望的上帝。
May the God of hope
in 信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
Fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
你困难吗？
Are you in suffering?
你有病吗？
Are you in sickness?
你失败吗？
Have you failed?
你经过世界很多的苦难。
Have you gone through all suffering in the world?
不要紧。
Never mind.
这些都要过去。
All this shall pass.
在你苦难中间，
in the suffering,
你因为仰望主，
because you looked up to God,
他会把平安充满你。
He fill you with the peace.
他会把喜乐充满你。
He filled with the joy.
因为仰望主，
because you looked up to Him.
因为他盼望，
because you have hope in Him.
我们的信心，因为我们的盼望，使我们领受主给我们的喜乐跟平安。
And our faith, because of our hope, we receive the joy and peace from God.
不但如此，
not only so.
我们借着圣灵给我们能力，
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们大有盼望。
We are with great hope.
在我还没有讲这篇以前，
before I preach this,
我们用两次的时间讲圣灵保惠师，你们还记得吗？
There were two sessions we talk about the counselor of the Holy Spirit.
你还记得吗？那个圣灵论很重要的。
Very important doctrine of Holy Spirit.
因为今天许多自以为最懂圣灵的人都乱讲圣灵的道理。
Because there are people that thought they know of the Holy Spirit, yet they do not know.
所以我在那一篇的信息中间，
So in that session,
我对你说，耶稣基督在没有离开世界以前，对门徒讲了三章的圣经，约翰14、15、16。
I say that before Jesus left the disciples, he preached three chapters, 14, 15, and 16 to the disciples.
里面的圣灵论
Here, the doctrine of Holy Spirit.
全本圣灵论的基础
And this foundation of the whole Bible's doctrine of Holy Spirit.
为什么
Why?
因为旧约所有的先知是被圣灵感动才讲出有关于圣灵的道理
Because all the prophets in the Old Testament, because they're inspired by Holy Spirit, then they can talk about the doctrine of Holy Spirit.
新约的使徒去靠圣灵的默示才讲出有关圣灵的道理。
And also the prophet of the New Testament,
apostles,
the apostle of the New Testament, because inspiration coming from Holy Spirit, they can talk about him.
旧约的先知同新约的使徒
the prophet of the Old Testament, the apostle of the New Testament,
当他们论圣灵的时候
when they talk about Holy Spirit,
都是罪人受感动论上帝。
It is the sinner touched by God and talk about God.
是人受启示论神。
Men inspired by God and talking about God.
但是耶稣基督十四、十五、十六章约翰福音里面
，But Jesus in John chapter 14, 15, 16,
他论的圣灵
，When he talk about Holy Spirit,
不是人论神，是神论神。
It's not man discussing about God, it's God who discusses about God.
是第二位格论第三位格
，The second person talking about the third person.
是圣职论圣灵。
It's God the Holy Son talking about the Holy Spirit.
所以这是全本圣经所有论圣灵的圣经的圣经界里面的根基。
So that's the foundation of all discussion about Holy Spirit in the Bible.
感谢上。
Praise God.
我对你们讲五个关系。
I will talk about your five relationships.
圣灵来了。
Holy Spirit
叫你想起我对你们讲的话。
You recollect what I have taught to you.
圣灵与圣道。
So the Holy Spirit and the Word.
第二个关系
The second relationship.
圣灵来了
Holy Spirit comes.
叫人为罪为义为审判自己这辈子
So for the sake of righteousness and sin, you want to judge your own self.
圣灵以做见证布道使罪人悔改
And the Holy Spirit together with the preaching of the gospel and repentance of sinners.
圣灵以宣道
And the Holy Spirit with the mission.
第三
The third.
圣灵来了
Holy Spirit comes.
要怎么样呢他要荣耀我
You glorify me.
这是圣灵与圣子
And Holy Spirit and the Son.
第四样
The fourth.
圣灵来了
Holy Spirit comes.
引导你们进入一切的真理
Bring you into all truth.
这是圣灵与教会
Then the Holy Spirit and the church.
第五样
The fifth.
圣灵来了
The Holy Spirit comes.
永远住在你们的心
Forever dwell in you.
与你们同在
Together with you, you live.
圣灵与圣徒
The Holy Spirit and the saints.
感谢上
Praise God.
圣灵是宝贵师
The Holy Spirit is a capital.
圣灵住在我们里面以后
So when you dwell among us,
你这种很大的力量
You'll be empowered.
什么力量
What power?
盼望的力量
Power of hope.
所以 in 圣灵这种大的盼望
So because of Holy Spirit, you have the power of hope.
感谢上
Praise God.
感谢上
Praise God.
你注意圣经有两处
Pay attention to two places of the Bible.
提到一个人受苦难的时候
Mention about one who is suffering.
荣耀的灵在他身上
The spirit of glorification is in him.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
一个人在受逼迫的时候
A one who is under persecution,
受痛苦的时候
Suffering,
上帝荣耀的灵在他身上
God's spirit of glory is in him.
一个人在怎样的时刻里面怎样的状况中间可以彰显上帝荣耀的
In what circumstances a person can manifest the glory of God?
就是在受苦的时候
In suffering.
圣灵的果子在他的身上
Because the fruit of Holy Spirit is in him
圣灵的果子
And the fruit of Holy Spirit
第一个就是仁爱
The first is love
第二个是什么
The second is
喜乐
Joy
所以有爱
Love
有喜乐
Joy
就显出圣灵在你身上
To manifest Holy Spirit is in you
感谢上
Praise God for that
你在怎样的状况中间
In what circumstances you rejoice
两个特别的状况
Two special circumstances The first
在患难
Suffering,
在受苦中间得胜的时候
persecution when you overcome,
荣耀的灵在你身上
the spirit of glory
第二
the second,
当你得胜情义圣灵与情义相争你得胜罪恶的时候你就有上帝的灵肉荣耀在你身上
when a victorious over lust then the glory of God also is in you in
感谢上
praise God for that
愿上帝帮助我们
may God help us
给我们这些外邦人
that we as Gentiles
不但可以信主
Not only can believe in Jesus,
不但归向上
Not only return back to God,
我们可以与以色列人上帝的子民一同欢乐荣耀上帝
But with the people of God, Israel will rejoice to God.
你们外邦人要颂赞主
You Gentiles will praise to God.
你们外邦人要荣耀主
You Gentiles will glorify God.
你们外邦人要仰望主
You Gentiles will look up to God.
你们外邦人要顺从主
You Gentiles will submit to God.
你们外邦人要在圣灵中间得出大的盼望
You as Gentiles in the Holy Spirit You have power in hope
都因为一个人
All this because of one single person.
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
耶稣的根,
the root of Jesse.
大卫的子孙,
and the descendant of David.
亚伯兰的后裔,
Abraham's seed.
不是众多的后裔,
not all seed.
一个的后裔,
only single one.
独一的后裔,
the single one.
就是拿撒勒的耶稣,
the Nazareth of Jesus.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
现在我们大家一同站起来,
so all right.
我们把这段圣经从头到尾,
we're going to read one more time this passage.
我们再来读一次,
one more time.
我们大家一同读这段的圣经。 我们读罗马书,
Romans chapter 15,
15章,
chapter 15,
我们从第九节开始来读,
reading from verse number 9,
1, 2, 3,
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀上帝, 如经上所记, 因此我要在外邦中称赞你, 歌颂你的名, 又说, 你们外邦人当以主的百姓一同欢乐, 又说, 外邦人啊, 你们当赞美主, 万民啊, 你们都当颂赞他, 又有以赛亚说, 将来有耶西的根, 就是那兴起来要治理外邦的, 外邦人要仰望他, 但愿使人有盼望的上帝, 因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心, 使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
阿们。
阿们。
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请李牧师带领我们做一个祷告。